Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's one of my favorite passages, although actually all of them are my favorite, but this one is particularly neat. And I think it's one we need to remember on a regular basis. And it's the Apostle Paul. This priceless treasure, he says, we hold, so to speak, in a common earthenware jar. And what he's talking about there is the treasure of Christ within us. And he refers to our bodies as an earthenware jar. This priceless treasure we hold, so to speak, in a common earthenware jar to show that the splendid power of it belongs to God, not to us. We are handicapped on all sides, but we are never frustrated. We are puzzled, but never in despair. We are persecuted, but we never have to stand it alone. We may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. Every day, we experience something of the death of the Lord Jesus so that we may also know the power of the life of Jesus in these bodies of ours. So, we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. It's been raining here in Gainesville for as long as I can remember, the last few months. Nothing like it before, but now it's beautiful. It's been beautiful about a week outside. It's been getting to cool off a bit, too, with fall having now arrived, although it's still hot and waiting for the real fall to come. But despite the beautiful weather this past week, the clear skies and the cooler temperatures inside during the last few weeks, it's been a bit overcast and gray and dreary. Being completely transparent with you guys, as I try to be, I found that I needed a new dose of sunshine for the next steps that God has clearly called me and others to do with him through Impact for Living. But I know he's there and that he's got it and he's got me. We've all been there. Maybe you're there now where no matter which way you look, it's hard to see the sunshine on the other side of the rain clouds. Whether you're in the midst of business decisions or coaching issues, parenting trials, career detours, relationship hurdles and potholes, what is clear is that nothing seems to be clear. And you're not sure what to do next and which way to go. And to make matters worse, you're often surrounded by voices of doubt or discouragement, criticism, persecution, or unreasonable expectations, all louder than the voices of encouragement which God really wants you to be hearing. You may get to a place at times, as I have, where you just want to throw your hands in the air in despair, in resignation or defeat, and just quit, or at least walk away to find some relief. As I said, I've been there, and I know you have too. But God is still there in the middle of where we find ourselves and often reminds us of that, his presence, in ways we might not have seen coming. In my better moments, I know he is there and that no matter what we face and what I face, he is in control, sees us, and is always lifting us to the sunshine, just as he did this past weekend for me as I was traveling by reminding me of a moment with one of my granddaughters that unfolded a few years ago. I was a bit burdened one night that few years ago, worn out from a long day of trying. But then I learned that our two granddaughters would spend the night with us, and that's always cool and always a joy. And even though I tried not to let them to see my frustrations that evening when they came here, they did. And so when putting them to bed that night after saying prayers and whatnot, our younger granddaughter, Ellie, asked if she could also say the prayers that night for both her and her older sister, Hannah. Among things like thanking God for a beautiful day and for her sister, for her family, and other things which Ellie was thankful for, she followed her instincts, since she knew me pretty well, which were telling her that something was knocking me down a bit, like Paul said, things knock us down. I guess my usual joyful spirit with them was a little bit less joyful that night. She knew. And so even though I don't remember all of her prayer requests that night, here is what else she prayed that night, something that I will never forget. Quote, "And Jesus, if the devil is bothering Gran and talking in his ear, just flick him off of Gran's shoulder," close quote. There it is. Ellie's guaranteed remedy for doubt or despair, for those moments that hit, and they will, when you feel all alone and want to quit, when no one seems to care. And in Ellie's view, even her granddaddy needed an occasional reminder of the priceless treasure that was within him to help him refocus on the one who cares and will always be there for me, for her, and for us. "Just ask Jesus," she offered, "to flick the voices of defeat and discouragement off your shoulder. Don't let them have a place to stand to be able to whisper their message of doubt, defeat, or discouragement in your ear. Instead, replace them with his message of encouragement, hope, and victory for today, tomorrow, and forever. Ask Jesus to help you with whatever has got you down." Have you done that recently? No, I mean, really, have you done that recently? I mean, just stopped wherever you are and asked him to help you. Asked him to shine his light on the path ahead of you, to put his hand on your back, helping you find your way with the strength you need to move ahead with him. The writer of this verse in 2 Corinthians, which I read as we began, was, as I mentioned, the Apostle Paul. And he tells us that despite being handicapped on all sides, to not lose heart for this light momentary affliction, that is, whatever's going on, is preparing us for an eternal glory beyond all comparison. Paul was pretty amazing. He wrote 13 of the letters in the New Testament, and he wrote them amidst much suffering for Christ. Paul was regularly in prison, lashed 5 times with whip, beaten with rods 3 times, shipwrecked 3 different occasions, regularly on the move and in danger from rivers he had to cross, bandits and thieves that he confronted, friends who betrayed him, hunger and thirst that was a regular occurrence for him, but he always knew where his strength came from to move on. Amazing. Paul always knew that God saw him and that he had the power of the hope of Jesus in him. And knowing that, he just kept going, kept doing good, never giving in or giving up. A great example, encouragement, I think. Always there for us, certainly for me, like we're reminded of by this story. A number of years ago, the great Polish pianist and composer by the name of Ignacy Paderewski was to perform at a great concert in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was the highlight of the year for Philadelphia. Men and women arrived dressed in their finest dress, tuxedos, evening gowns, everything. It was truly to be a spectacular evening. While the audience was arriving and working down the aisles to their seats in the concert hall, there was a little boy who had come with his mother and dad to enjoy the concert, and he had wiggled free from them and worked his way down the aisle. And unbeknownst to his mother and his dad, who had turned to talk to their friends, he went past the throngs of excited patrons and down to the foot of the stage. Well, the spotlights had been focused on the piano, beautiful piano that stood on the stage waiting for Paderewski to play in that concert. The young boy, of course, was drawn to that piano, and so he climbed up on the stage and up on the piano stool, and to the shock of all those assembled waiting for the concert to begin, he began to play his own version of Chopsticks. Those present began to murmur and shout, "Who's that boy? Where are his parents? Get him off the stage and away from that piano." Well, off stage, Paderewski heard the commotion, and he looked out and he saw the boy sitting on the piano stool at the piano. And so he walked out onto the stage and he walked up behind the little boy, and leaning down over him at the piano, he began to play the most beautiful melody around the tune the boy was playing. And they continued to play that piano together before a now quiet crowd. And as they did, Paderewski whispered into that little boy's ear, "Don't stop. Keep going. Don't quit. I'll stay right here by your side." And my friends, that's what the Master, Jesus Christ, is saying to each one of us as we awake to a brand new day in our lives, even though weighed down and handicapped at times with discouragement and disappointment, even full of frustration, a sense of despair, expectations that we can't meet, all while facing the uncertainty of tomorrow, he whispers to us, don't stop. Keep going. Don't quit. I'll stay right here by your side. And he will. So we don't lose heart, for God has his hand on you and me. So if you should happen to find that the voices of defeat, doubt, and discouragement are talking too loudly in your ear, take a lesson from the prayer of a precious little girl who, along with her older sister, blesses my life every day as they remind us, and as Ellie reminded me, to, quote, just ask Jesus to flick those voices of doubt and discouragement off your shoulder, close quote. Listen for his voice, my friends, and then keep going. Don't stop. Because in the midst of whatever, God will always be there right by your side. Always. Let me pray for us. Father, the image of your hand on us and around us, strengthening us, is always comforting and powerful. In the quiet of our mornings and the noisiness of our days, help us to listen for your voice, always whispering in our ear, don't stop, keep going, don't quit. And offering the promise that you will always be there, right by our side, as you have always been. Thank you, Lord, for that promise, for that encouragement, and for your power and love in our lives. Thank you. As we move forward into the day to be all that you want us to be and all you created us to be, for others, for ourselves, and all for your glory. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.